rocking with the zombies tonight. Cause I'm rocking with the zombies tonight. Cause I'm rocking with the zombies tonight.
He's a virus you can't stop with a gun. You can plan for my mind insane. Now screams the house of pain.
Monsters, and will there be danger ahead, Pinta? Sea monsters, And will there be danger ahead, Pinta?
This record came out about 5-6 years ago, maybe a little longer ago. The Brian Ferry Orchestra. That's right, Brian Ferry of Roxy Music. And he came out with an album called The Jazz Age, which he did all 1920s arrangements of some of his tunes. That was The Bogus Man, originally. One of my favorite Roxy Music tunes from the album For Your Pleasure. And man, that album is a lot of fun. Alright, before that, we heard Sea Monsters Will Get You by Good Q Sign. Now, Good Q Sign was some dude I knew in Columbus, Ohio, and he did all this probably from the late 80s, early 90s, probably early 90s, him doing this. How he did that Sea Monsters, that was a record of Christopher Columbus's ships talking to each other, the Pinta, the Mina, and the Santa Maria, and all about their journey, you know, across, and there was going to be sea monsters. He took that record and with his finger and the cassette player pause button, did that whole thing. The guy was just meticulous. So what you do, he play a little section he liked, pause it, find another section, pause it, listen back to it, make sure it was right. Then it was all done on the cassette recorder. It was astounding what this guy could do, and his patience is just unbelievable. And his timing with his finger on his pause button. Quite the thing. Monster Man from Devo, from their last record, Something for Everyone. And you know, that was a good record. It was a good record. I think that came out in, 2010? Came out about 15 years ago. Nice record. They just re-released Monster Man as a single last year. So that's kind of neat. Mad Monster Party by the Misfits. So I don't know which Misfits. It probably isn't the Glenn Danzig Misfits. It's probably one of the other Misfits. And we heard Madam X. Diana Young Blanchard, that's her real name, but she released this album, this mysterious record in the 90s called Madam X. And she actually went on to do like some backing vocals with some garage bands. So that's kind of cool. What else did we hear? We heard the Mad Monster. We heard from Marcus Aurelius. One did that, and I never heard that Daffy Duck thing was great. Monsters lead such interesting lives. That's why I listen to you guys. You know, I listen to you guys because I've been doing probably for 30 years, pretty steadily, Halloween and monster shows. Not just on Halloween. It's just I love this kind of music. I hate Christmas music. Cannot stand Christmas music. But boy, Halloween music is awesome. I gotta just say that. And let's see. Also, I gotta say a creaky microphone and sarcoma. Yes, sarcoma. out of coma. Odds are you've never heard that word before. Yes, you have heard this before. You've heard this radio show before, and you know that is a very interesting word. But for 40 people that are diagnosed with sarcoma every day, because sarcoma is cancer. It's the C. Sarcoma is the C. Well, but through awareness, advocacy, research, and just avoiding sarcoma altogether, please, just, you see sarcoma come down the street, just go to the other side of the street. Stay away from you with sarcoma. Join us to help fight the cure for, there's not going to be a cure for sarcoma, buddy. Don't kid yourself. Don't give any money to think you're going to cure anything, because you're not. You're not. You might help with treatments, better treatments. Nobody wants to cure this. It's not good business. It's not good business for the healthcare system. You know, hey, we discovered a cure for cancer. They have a cure. Here's what happened. Probably somebody in Alberta, hey, I discovered a cure from cancer. Really? Let me take a look at that. Guy shot in the head. Oh, there you go. Anybody else got a cure for cancer? Nope. We're just working on stuff over here. Yes, sirree, Bob. No. We're not working on no cure for that. No, sirree. Because we need them races. Race, run to beat sarcoma. You know what? Sarcoma's going to beat you. I'm very sorry. Run to your, I'm sorry. Oh, sadly, a lot of that money is all going into administration. You know, this is kind of irksome. Someone I know, I'm not going to mention any names, is saying, well, I'm leaving all my money when I croak to the World Wildlife Foundation. Well, good on you. That's a good feeling. But you know where that money's going to go? It's going to go to a CEO. It's also going to go into like, okay, we need a bunch more mailers to put out, bunch more calendars to raise more money. Why do you need more money? So we can send out more mailers, so we can send out more calendars. Really, what do you need? Then we ask for more money. Well, then what do you do with that money? Then if we get a lot of money, we get a CEO, a nice big bonus, but then we also print up some special calendars. And so I think humans are very ineffective when it comes to doing anything. We're good at advocating, and we're good at explaining, and we're good at fundraising. But when it actually comes down to the brass tacks of doing anything, it's pretty slim. It's pretty slim. Now, that's why you'll hear like thing like, oh, James, what's her woman that just died? Goodall, you know, because there's so few people like that actually doing something. It's a lot of fundraising, but, you know, it's just business. It's business. I'm just saying. All right. Finally, sarcoma. And our hometown boy, Stephen Foster. The ghost of Stephen Foster. The ghost of Stephen Foster, squirrel nut zippers. WRCT Zombo with 9 Brain. All Halloween here with Zombo. And you. It is noon o'clock. Do you know where your brain is?
Ships were made for cannonade to fire off from inside them.
One from nine.
never sang Holy Judah. No, no, no. Camp Town ladies never sang Holy Judah. No, no. Stephen Foster at the Hotel Paradise. This is what I told him as I gazed into his eyes. Ships were made for sinking, whiskey made for drinking. If we were made of cellophane, we'd all get stinking drunk much faster. Camp Town ladies never sang all the Judah. No, no, no. Camp Town ladies never sang all the Judah.
Then break up boys, I'm a ghost. I'm a ghost. And I'm after kids who fuss and fight and never cut their necks at night. Don't tie cans to a doggy's head.
I'll get you when the moon turns pale.
I'm a ghost. I'm a ghost. I'm a snooky, ooky, spooky, wooky, eerie, dreary, scary ghost.
I'm a ghost. Ooh, I'm a ghost. Ooh. And I haunt all of the bad little boys who sell big fibs and drink up toys. I'm a ghost. Ooh, I'm a ghost. Ooh. And I'm after kids who fuss and fight and never say their prayers at night.
Stand. sleeper. He plays a Spanish guitar. He got a black eye from a waitress. She's not seeing the stars. You can be refused. You can be replaced. You can change your name, but you can't change your face. While they make believe it's just another holiday, they turn on each other when they with you.
go, Mr. Slim Galliard. Love me some Slim Galliard. I don't stand a ghost of a chance with you. Before that, we heard Ghost Train by the Swanks. Nice 45. Ghost Train. Actually, an old Elvis Costello tune. Yeah, actually from Before the Attractions, an old tune called Ghost Train. I just really like the way the thongs put together. And we began everything in that set with the Squirrel Nut Zippers, the Ghosts, Stephen Foster. We got about half an hour to go. And I just got to tell you, man, it's always fun to play the Halloween music. I made a lifetime out of this. Another neat gig I had was DJing at Cedar Point. The band would play at night, but I would DJ during the day. And the cool thing was they had me up on top of like the midway. And a lot of times, you know, when they, I was all done up, you know, I had a hat and a cape. And I think I was using CDs at that time. And it was really kind of cool because I just remember everybody was in like this real big scare after 9/11. And I remember being up on that balcony and actually just thinking of where I could hide. That's how scared everybody was after. No, not a lot of people remember that. But right after 9/11, this was like a week or two after, because it was like around October. I was DJing and I was thinking, oh my gosh, what if a terrorist come and where am I going to hide? That kind of thing. It was such a strange, scary, now real scary time. But they like to keep people scared. You know, that is the role of most governments. Keep people scared. You keep them scared, you keep them confused, and you keep them controlled. That is, fear is just an amazingly effective tool. It really is. It really is. It's sad to tap into those kind of things, you know. But I like good kind of scary. I do. For example, when I was DJing on top of the midway, it's the Cedar Point in Sandusky, Ohio. I did that for like 13 years. The band played at night and I DJed during the day. So it was really, really kind of cool. I played a lot of surf music because a lot of people, you never know who's going to complain about something. They were playing something during the summer because they warned me. Oh, we had this line DJ that goes in the line, and he played some kind of like song that had a questionable theme to it. I don't even know what he might have played. It might have even been like a Jimmy Buffett tune or something that had some insinuation. And I guess they wrote to the park. So I figured, you know what? It's all going to be safe if I play a lot of surf stuff. And here it is, this groovy surf number. Now, this is the version by Los Peligros Negros. Los Peligros Negros. And I believe they are Mexican. Here is El Monster Surfing Time.
telephone is today's most important link with family, friends, and business. But when that business becomes murder, look out. Don't answer the phone. Let it ring if you value your life. A killer posing as a model's photographer is trying to make an appointment for murder. See, Don't Answer the Phone, the shock motion picture that tells what can happen when you are alone. Is that your other phone ringing? Please, don't answer the phone.
Rated R. Under 17 must be accompanied by parent or guardian.
In 2 minutes, you will be dead.
up to somebody.
The vampire, he's a total loss.
should meet with him. Do not drink or eat with him. Run if he takes out his dental floss. 'Cause my son, the vampire, ain't collecting it for the Red Cross. He wants blow. He needs blow. He drinks blow. Doesn't everybody have a glass? It's delicious. Yum, yum.
Send a small box of smallpox, a large tub of hubbub, your old news for home use, a crate full of hateful, 'cause you're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me. I'll send a lipstick of arsenic, warmer than sunburn, 6 cups of hiccups, a bit full of sinful, 'cause you're the coldest little monster that ever put the spook on me. Oh, monster mine, you haunt me all the time. I'll be true, I'm so in love with you. Eight pails of hangnails, some pass cards for graveyards, a werewolf that's your wolf, some bat wings for earrings, 'cause you're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me. Oh, oh, monster mine, you haunt me all the time. I'm so in love with you. Yeah, for nightwear, some lap robes of earlobes, a hat pin with bat skin, three scraps of kneecaps, 'cause you're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me. Oh, my dear, since I first laid my eyes on you, I can't get them back in their sockets. Coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me.
Around the town, but you'll only see it when the sun goes down. fantasy name.
The mighty, undestroyable Fleshtones. The Fleshtones with the Sam the Sham classic, Medicine Man. Before that, we heard Frankie Fortune, Freddie Fortune, and the Foregone Conclusions doing a song by the Ghouls, actually, a thing called Dracula's Deuce. We heard the Zachary, and that was the newer version of his song, Coolest Little Monster. And, of course, we heard Zachary saying, you're listening to Zombo in Your Brain, which I'm very happy that my friend Radu had a little miniature tape recorder when he met Zachary years ago and had him say that. So that was a very nice thing. I still use that to this day. We heard Alan Sherman. The amazing Alan Sherman, My Son the Vampire. We heard Dance of the Living Dead Chickens by Jack Blanchard. I'm a Mummy by The Fall. We heard the Funeral March of the Marionettes, which was used as the Alfred Hitchcock theme by the Pyronauts. And we heard Hello, Mr. Hitchcock by the Vampires of Dartmoor. And we started off with El Monstre Surfing Time by Los Pellegrinos Negros. All right, got time for one more, but it is going to be an intense tune. I will not be on the rest of the month. I will be back December. Maybe I'll be back the day after. Maybe the day after Thanksgiving I might be on. Just keep listening. I got all Halloween programming. Mondays, 9 to noon on the station, and 10 to 1 on the station. I got all my old Halloween shows I'm going to be playing the whole month of November. Go to ZomboWorld.com. You can download all you want. I will see you later. See you soon. See you on the moon. And something frightfully groovy to end this evening's afternoon program. The Coffin Daggers, Interstellar Overdrive, always remaining in your brain. RCT Pittsburgh!